Wisconsin legislators need to pass a budget by Monday. One sticking point is the amount of money for education. Democratic Governor Tony Evers proposed $3.3 billion for the state's public schools. But Republicans, who control the budget committee, want to spend much less, just $336 million. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel has the story.
You're forgiven if you can't quite follow the ins and outs of the state education budget. Funding our public schools isn't a linear equation, it's more like quantum mechanics. Several pots of money factor into the calculation, from state aid dollars to federal funding to local property taxes. And spending is based on a convoluted per-pupil formula. But it's really important, and it's coming down to the wire.
If we do not pass a budget, if it doesn't get to the governor's desk by June 30th, the previous session budget will continue.
That's Democratic Representative Francesca Hong, who represents the Madison area in the state assembly and sits on its education committee. Hong says if the legislature doesn't pass a budget by Monday to go into effect on Tuesday, July 1st, the Department of Public Instruction will be operating with the same number of dollars decided in 2023. Democratic Representative Angelina Cruz of Racine was previously a fifth grade teacher. Here's how she explains to constituents what will happen if 2023 spending levels remain intact.
Imagining larger class size, imagining having less teachers and less educational assistants, imagining eliminating essential programs, the arts.
The K-12 education budget is one of the main issues causing gridlock among legislators. Also at issue are cuts to the UW system, a call from the governor to invest in childcare, and disagreement over the Department of Corrections budget. Two main education issues arose when I spoke with Democratic legislators, advocacy groups, and education associations. I also reached out to Republicans on the Assembly Education Committee, but none of them got back to me for this story. Last year, Governor Tony Evers used a partial veto. He guaranteed more per-student funding for the next 400 years if school districts want it. Here's the rub. The state has to fund it. The current budget proposal from the Joint Finance Committee doesn't actually allocate more money from the state for that increase in per-student funding. Here's Dan Rossmiller of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards.
Without any additional state dollars as part of the equation, that entire $325 per pupil amount would be funded by property tax increases, or if not increases, funded by property taxpayers.
Rossmiller says if the legislature doesn't raise the amount of state aid going into the per-student funding formula, property owners will have to make up the difference by paying more in taxes. Otherwise, per-student funding will stay flat. And that's no way to permanently fund a school district, Rossmiller says.
In many locations in the state, we are sort of slowly strangling public education.
The second major issue is reimbursements for special education. Right now, school districts are reimbursed by the state for providing additional services to students with special needs. But districts don't get reimbursed at a rate of 100%. It's more like 30% for public schools. Governor Evers' version of the budget proposed raising that reimbursement rate to 60%. But Republicans who control the Joint Finance Committee want to only raise the reimbursement rate marginally. They propose raising the reimbursement rate to 90% only for high-needs special education. That pot of money is reserved for students who need $30,000 or more in special education services. Representative Hong of Madison says the GOP proposal falls short.
It's so important to meet the needs of those students, but they are quite few of them across the state. And the 90% high cost special education reimbursement would really only impact about half of our school districts.
The Joint Finance Committee meets again to discuss its version of the education budget on Friday morning. Once the committee finishes work on all portions of the two-year spending plan, it'll head to the Assembly and the Senate for further scrutiny and debate. The budget will then head to Governor Evers, who can approve it, veto it in full, or partially veto some items. Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.